Hello, welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I want to start today by giving you a word of encouragement that comes from our key text in today's journey through the book of Romans. Chapter 4, verse 18 is talking about Abraham. He's the subject of the context, that Abraham was given a promise from God in the 17th verse that he would make Abraham the father of many nations. This doesn't happen because of the law. The law won't happen for 400 plus years. It happens by faith, and God's grace is at work in Abraham's life, who, contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations, according to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be. He does not become the father of many nations because of his effort. He becomes, you're not going to father many nations because of your effort. He becomes the father of many nations according to what was spoken. It was contrary to hope, but he still believed anyway. He was too old, his spouse was too old, he's over the hill, so to speak. He believes anyhow, and he believes because of one thing, and this is where I want to encourage you today. He believes because God said it would happen. Well, the 18th verse of Romans 4 ends with a quote, "So shall your descendants be." That quote is from Genesis 15. And Paul's using it to show you that Abraham simply believed that which was spoken. So I would say to you, simply believe that which has been spoken. Spoken on your behalf. Spoken of you by God. If God says that you are his children, his word says, as many as believe on him, to them shall be given the power to call themselves the sons of God. The Bible says that about you. Do you believe on Jesus? Then you have the right to call yourself the sons of God. You say, I'm not one that believes in unnecessary, repetitive hype. I don't feel like I have to say 12 times a day, I belong to God. I belong to God. You know, I belong to God. Now, if that helps you to get it into your spirit, then by all means, say it 12 or 1,200 times a day. So it's not a matter of numbers. I don't need that. I don't have to say it 100 times a day. I just have to believe it. That might take once, that might take 10. Just believe what the word says about me and what it says about my condition, what it says about who I am. Whatever's been spoken about you, that's a rock solid, ironclad guarantee if it's been spoken by the Father. Now, what other people say about you, that doesn't mean a whole lot. We make it mean a lot because we wrap our self-worth up in other people's opinions and acceptance of us, but they don't really mean anything. What matters, what's relevant, is what the Father thinks of us. And I hope you're released today from the insanity of people's approval or other people's opinions of you. What does the Bible say about you? What does the Word declare about you? To be truth, to be true. Think on these things, whatever it is that is good and honest and just and holy and pure. Let's move on to Romans 4:19. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. So it would have been weak in the faith to consider his own body. You know, his own body, he's 100 and his wife's 90-ish or more. He doesn't consider his own inability nor his wife's own inability, which tells me that weakness of faith in many ways is to consider, what can I do? How can I affect this? How can I improve upon it? Let me show you another time when Paul brings this back. And again, this is a part where I don't want to go too deep into future scriptures we're going to deal with, but it's necessary to make a correlation. In Romans 14:1, Paul says, "Receive one who is weak in the faith, but not to disputes over doubtful things. For one who believes he may eat all things, But he who is weak eats only vegetables. Let not him who eats despise him who does not eat. Let not him who does not eat judge him who eats, etc., etc. We'll get into that as we get into the 14th chapter, and we'll talk about some of that stuff in relevant terms of dietary, and you're even seeing some of that now in the gospel of food that I kind of call it, that you have a lot of people who tend to talk all the time about what to eat and what not to eat, and I think it was, we'll get there as we get in the 14th chapter, but the relevance in this connection is that in the 14th chapter, Paul calls, that says that we should receive those weak in the faith, and then he talks about that weakness being those who refuse to eat certain foods. Now, I don't want to correlate that to diet. I want to talk about the fact that Paul considers it weak faith to be so concerned about the performance side of the law. Bring that back to Romans 4:19. Abraham was not weak in faith. Why? Because he didn't consider his own body, which was dead, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. If he had considered his own body, he would have been weak in faith because he would have been looking for a way to do it himself. Faith weakness is not the inability to look at mountains and cast them out. Faith weakness is not the lack of practice in repeating words and scriptures over and over and over again. Faith weakness is whenever you are confronted with a situation and you start to decide how you're going to handle it. What are you going to do? How much are you going to read? How much could you give? What could you offer? It's not about what you can do. It's about believing in what he has said. Far more times than I want to admit, I've been in faith weakness because my first response was, how can I fix this? And that's weakness. God, help in our weaknesses. I hope you have a fantastic day. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.